Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
On my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, we're getting down to the truth behind the names that you know and love. Unfiltered conversations with legends like Leanne Morgan, Kathy Griffin, Ricky Lake, to find out when they feel the most on par. We're breaking it down with Don Lemon, Aaron Parnas, Bomani Jones, laughing it up with Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, many more. You know, the results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the High Hopes Podcast. High Hopes. It's a bunch of baseball nerds talking about the Phillies on Odyssey and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yo, it is another edition of the High Hopes Podcast. Always fun before recording when Jack's telling me just how angry he got watching the Phillies this weekend. The shame of it, Jack's favorite pen.
Yep.
Destroyed.
Yeah, it's gone. It's gone. I can use one of these stupid ones. We're going to take the top off.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean, what am I, in middle school? It was a tough weekend, man.
I'm so old, I'd use pencils back when I was
in school. I use a nice Ticonderoga pencil, for
number
sure.
Two.
Number two, of course. Was there anything but a number two, by
no,
the way?
I think those like ones you could, you know, like the like you pump the
oh, I'm very anti-lead pencil.
Me too. Hated them.
Yeah. Lead pencils were a scam.
The worst.
Yeah,
that
for
was
sure.
Broke. Anyway.
But yes, it was
your poor pen is the big thing.
No, it's just like, yeah, it was like just why, right?
I mean, that's so dumb. Like the dumbest series of the season by far.
By far.
Just dumb.
It was, and you know what it felt like? It felt like every September under Gabe and Gerard. Like
I know.
Was just like, this is what they did. This is what they do. Like, this is them. And it felt like the Cubs series last year.
Sure did.
Just like, so dumb. Just like the way they played. And I just, I can't tell if like I'm using last year as a shield. You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. like last year, if they did what they just did, I think this podcast is meltdown sick. You know what I mean?
I know,
yeah. Like this podcast does not handle what they did, but we saw this team do what they did, and it's hard for me to be like super meltdown guy when I for me they've earned my trust when mm-hmm. it comes to righting the ship here. I just think the biggest problem with the Phillies, obviously it's the top five in the lineup,
no doubt,
and it's the Stars.
Yes,
but it's how the Stars get in like close games. I think the Stars, they're trying to each one is trying to do it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like, you look at who do we trust the most here? It's Stott, Bohm, like the young guys.
Marsh has the highest OPS on the team, like handily.
Right. And it's like, because I.
Of guys who play every day.
And I don't know how else to explain it other than those guys make all the money. And I think they're all trying to carry the Phillies at the same time, which is like having the inverse effect. On all, like, that's what I saw on Saturday. That's what I saw yesterday. Was the Stars and the team are just like, I got to do it. And now Castellanos is heading. I mean, is our average in the 260s already?
Dude, no, I think he's like 270s. But so the dude was batting 312 like a month ago.
It's insane.
It is insane.
And we'll obviously get into it. But because I don't think that they're playing super tight. I think a couple guys are playing tight. And I think that is having like an effect on everyone else because the young guys aren't, you know, the daycare, they're just going out there and playing.
Yeah.
So it was annoying. They played really dumb baseball, but in a way, I'm kind of glad they got it out of the way, frankly, like, mm-hmm. cause they were going to throw up a stinker. And the way they talked after the game, the way that Thompson talked, the way that Bryce talked, it was like, oh bleep, we got to show up and play better. And I think they kind of needed that.
Yeah, look, again, I think that, and look, Castellanos said at the All-Star break, he said they came into the season and were smelling themselves a bit. Like, he's like, we expected it to be handed to us, and it wasn't, and we felt it early in the season, and it still feels like this team, you know, at times feels like they're kind of just, it's going to happen.
Yes.
Without them actually making it happen, you know? It's like, no, guys, you got to go do it, you know?
Well, and I'm sure they heard about, they look at the schedule, because it's hard not to.
Absolutely,
and they see
bunch of home games, bunch of bad teams, all that stuff.
Yeah, and I think they took two or three from the Orioles. They went out to Pittsburgh
in like the series of the season, no less. I mean, they took two or three, and both those wins were thrilling, great, come from behind, big moment type wins.
Yep, and they went on the road, and I think they just expected it to kind of translate
over. Against the Pirates, yeah, no doubt.
And the Pirates showed up, and even though the Pirates obviously don't have like much talent at all, a lot of their younger players and the guys they have around, like, they have a lot to play for.
They got a future to play for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's one of those young, hungry teams that have rookies that, you know, want to show up and kind of play. And I think it was for like when they're half game out and they have a stinker like that, I do think it was a good time for it. I think it was a good time for them.
As far as it could be.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, yeah. Saturday was just dreadful. Although I kind of felt it coming, like when they went up 4-1.
With Nola on the hill, yeah. It was like, of course. Yeah. I think every single Phillies fan watching was like, there's no way Nola holds this lead.
Yeah.
None.
And then yesterday was just the lineup thing.
What are you doing?
I don't
like,
get
why,
it.
Why is Bryson? Look, I get you got 17 straight days. Guys need blows. Bryson Stott should be the last freaking guy to sit. If there's one player on this team who plays 162 games this year, it should have been that kid.
Well,
he's 25 years old or whatever. I'm just talking from an age perspective. Like, what does he need a break for? Like, Nick Castellanos, sit that dude down. Like, that guy clearly needs a day off. Trey Turner, do it again. Whatever. Like, it's crazy to me. Like, that part is crazy to me.
Well, and they always choose Stott and Marsh.
That's what I mean. And, like, enough with this already. Like, enough.
Well, Marsh is...
Against tough lefties, I get it, so with Marsh. I still get it. But even still, he's done a good job.
He's done a fine job. But the Stott thing, if he was cooling off, sure. The guy's just hot. Like, he's just a hitter.
He's
like,
the best hitter on the team this year. At least most consistent.
Would they sit Utley?
Exactly.
Would they sit any of those guys?
No.
At the beginning? I don't. And especially... what they do all the time, it feels like, and you have to hope it works, because if it works, it's kind of like with the Eagles training camp last year.
Yeah.
Where it's like,
get him ready, get him rest. All that.
Right. So like, if it works, great. It worked last year. We'll see. But they're so concerned about like these guys and making sure they're good for the stretch run, to where you put out a C lineup yesterday and it could have cost you a game. Now they put up runs, you know, it wasn't like the offense was a total disaster with that lineup out there, but still, I mean, who knows if you play Stott or whatever, how that game ends up, you know, ending up.
Well, and also, like, you have to get to the playoffs first.
That's my point.
You know what I mean? Seriously.
If you're so worried about load management and all this stuff.
Well, it does feel like, and even when Rob talks on that, look, I appreciate the mentality and I appreciate being confident and all that, but it does feel like they're like, you know, like their vibe is like, yeah, well, once we get to the playoffs. Like, it's almost just like, oh, we'll get there. And it's like, cool, I love confidence, but maybe play these games like they're the ones that decide if you go to the playoffs or not. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it does feel like they go out with this kind of just like, oh, we'll get there. Like, you got to get there, though. You got to, like, do the steps to get there.
And there's quotes from Kevin Long in the Matt Gell piece where he's like, listen, we're preparing for the playoffs. It's like, well.
Exactly.
Like, I get it. I understand. But, like, I don't think you can just load manage your way to the playoffs.
Well, especially not with as many teams in it. Like, there are five teams just all kind of bunched together there. Like, and look, are the Phillies the most talented of those teams? Yeah, they are. But it's still harder when there's all these teams bunched together and, you know, teams keep winning games. Like, you still have to beat these teams to make it to the playoffs.
Well, especially when it could come down to the last weekend of the
year.
Absolutely. I mean, I think this is heading down into the stretch run. Like, it feels like a last 2 weeks of September.
Five teams separated by one game or two, one and a half or whatever.
Well, it's like the Phillies after Friday night were first wild card, and then by the week they're a half game out of the whole entire thing.
And even the Cubs are only, you know, three games back of that, which I don't expect to continue. But the point is there's a lot of teams there. And baseball, again, all it takes is three of these other teams to get lucky in a few games and win a few more than you. Like, it's more precarious. Like, I think we both think the Phillies will make the playoffs, but they're acting like it's a lock they're going to make the playoffs, and it's not.
Yeah, and you have to hope that You have to hope that they don't use this whole year as like, oh, bleep, we can't do
can't
that
do that again.
Again.
Yeah. Oh, maybe next year we come in ready to roll.
Yeah,
all
yeah, that. Yeah, you have right. to hope that that's not, because it
doesn't
well,
go too far.
It very well,
point. Yeah.
It could end up that way.
Of course it could.
I mean, it could end up that way.
Again, if the season ended today, it would end up that way. We're 2/3 of the way through the season.
I know.
Like, it's not freaking May anymore.
I know. Well, and they already got into a 6-game deficit game under 500 in May, and they got hot. And I don't think it's all Rob Thompson. You know, I think this whole idea of like he's doing everything with the lineup, it's like, no, I think he gets input from this is a good day to get this guy a break. I just don't get why Stott's the one that has to sit when, and I love Schwarber, but like he's played every game.
Yep.
He has a lot of home runs against lefties, but still, like, it's not like he's unbelievable against lefties. Like, Stott, he should be the last one sitting.
Yep.
Like, you can't convince me that, like, Josh Harrison needs at bats. That drives me nuts. It's like,
you can't convince me Josh Harrison should still be on the roster, Jack, much less needs at bats.
Well, hopefully by tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, Josh Harrison is a hole, man. Like, he is not good. He is a bad baseball player right now. Like, he is not worth having on a roster. Like, a championship roster does not have Josh Harrison on it.
Well, maybe they can get Steve Pierce out of retirement and see if they can find another right-handed bat. Yeah, it's just the one thing that I just got to bring up, and I feel like we have a pretty good pulse of the fan base, and I can't tell if it's an overreaction to, like, I don't know, like maybe what happened last year and maybe where the current, like, I can't do the Rob Thompson.
I can't believe it, dude. So we had people say fire him on the morning show this morning. I was like, what?
It is
like, what?
It is, and I'm trying not to like talk down to people, but it is so stupid to think that. Like it's like, what are we talking about here? The guy is winning at what, a 6.25 winning percentage plus, you know, like for two seasons as the manager. He was in Game 6 of the World Series. And yes, this team, their record, given what's transpired this year, is sort of a mirror.
Dude, the top five, again, we do this every time, but the top five guys in the lineup make over $20 million each, and they're all sub 800 OPSs. Like, that seems impossible.
And again, that's not Rob, it's not Rob Thompson, I promise. And my other thing is, like, I just want to look at this whole thing holistically for a second. The top five guys have had their worst years of their career. Bryce is fine, but he's also not hitting for power right now.
Yeah.
He lost Rhys Hoskins. They've lost 30 plus home runs, mm-hmm. and that's a
turns
big,
out that was important.
Turns out it's a big deal, and now I got to go overpay for some kind of right handed pop who might not be that good at the trade deadline. His ace has been pretty good and hopefully turning the corner, but mm-hmm. not the ace that we've seen.
Wheeler shows a 3.74 ERA. That doesn't tell the whole story, but like. It's a ZRA.
Aaron Nola's ERA is in the 4.
4.43, Jack.
Nice.
It's almost 4.5 Aaron Nola's ERA.
Great.
It's awesome.
His third starter had a really good month of June and has been hit or miss since. Taiwan Walker's fine. Fine. He's fine.
But nice. Yeah.
Sanchez is a revelation, but before Chris Sanchez, it was a bullpen game or Bailey Falter.
I mean, we remember the numbers. What was it, like 2-12 in the game started by the fifth starter at a certain point or whatever it was?
Yep.
Like, it was bad.
If Kimbrel didn't emerge, the bullpen would be like, because Sir Anthony's missed a ton of time.
Yep.
Alvarado's missed a ton of time. Strom's been down. Like the bullpen being as good as it is.
Well, I mean, like outside of Kimbrel, I mean, we've talked about a bunch, but like guys like Hoffman and Marte have been the most important Phillies. Like, they've pitched the most high leverage innings this season of those guys. You know, it's because they've had to.
And I like those two, but like tomorrow they need to get. Those guys are. I think you're making a mistake banking on them for high leverage spots at this point.
Well, especially because they're all going to be at innings limits. Like, they're all going to be way past what they normally pitch because none of these guys have had major league careers so far. So they're all pitching major league high leverage innings for the first times in their careers between Hoffman and Marte for long stretches of time. So I mean, and then talk about playoff baseball.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
It's not that those guys can't do it. I just think that to bank on it would be a mistake.
Yeah, exactly. You shouldn't have to count on them to do it.
Right. So that's where I'm at. Like, I think they've been great. And Hoffman over the weekend, just some big, big, big spots.
Yeah.
Whereas like, the Jeff Hoffman I know is that not great spots, but either way, like, they've been good, but like, I just think that you need to find upgrades for those spots. So you have your two best bullpen options been on the IL, on off all year.
Mm-hmm.
Starters
And Sir Anthony obviously does not look good since coming back.
It doesn't look like the same Sir Anthony. The $300 million shortstop has been replacement level mostly.
One of the worst players on the team.
Castellanos, while great in the first half, is back to, unfortunately, and I hope he can just turn it around and figure it out again, but over the weekend was just like, there's so many times he came up with the base loaded.
It felt exactly like last year.
Where
it's just unbelievable.
Like, we're right back where we are.
It looked like this flailing at the outside, but like it was like the exact guy.
I agree. And the fact that, you know, I can't do the, this is Rob Thompson, this is why he's a bench coach, this is why, it's like, can we just take a deep breath? And, I mean, frankly, the bullpen being the best in baseball is part of Rob Thompson's, you know, how he uses those guys.
Right,
like, that's a part of it. Mm-hmm. What do you think a manager really does? I mean, the defensive stuff over the weekend was annoying. I guess he's going to have them do more stuff on the field, whatever. These guys are, like, I just can't take, like, these guys are not doing their thing. It's the players not stepping up. And the star players mostly, like, I just to throw that all on Thompson, I just think is freaking insane. And I'm not trying to sound preachy. Like, if you want to fire Rob Thompson, go ahead. I just think it's insane.
I think it's unfair, honestly, to put it on Thompson. And look, Rob Thompson had a horrible weekend. Like, on top of all that we're talking about, he had a bad weekend. Like, I get why he pulled Sanchez. I'm not as mad as it. He was never going to throw a no-hitter. He was never going to throw a complete game, all that stuff. But, like, I thought it was the wrong moment to pull him. I would have given him another inning there. Like,
well, he was sick.
He was sick, you know, but it didn't look like he was that sick on the hill. And, look, I thought Thompson had a bad weekend. I thought the stop taking side of the lineup on Sunday was a mistake. I feel like the general lineup itself of almost like, you know, let's see if we win this game or not is a mistake. But to your point, I mean, if you're looking anywhere past the first five guys in the lineup in Aaron Nola, and you're giving Rob Thompson more blame than those guys, that is crazy. They're still seven games above 500.
I know.
It's not like Rob Thompson has done a horrendous job this again. Also with the 1-5 start, like,
well, it's they're also
really games. Since you know the June 1st, they're one of the best teams in baseball.
The second best record in baseball.
All right,
since
what
June
are we
1st.
Doing here?
Like, I know.
What are we doing here?
That's why I can't take it. It's like everything in my mention is like, well, they have the wrong manager. Like, what are you talking about? Like, seriously,
I was close. You almost cursed
because it's just like it's like what are you talking about? Like, it's just, oh, it worked last year. Okay, so Dusty.
So every year we're gonna fire the manager.
Dusty Wathen's the manager. That someone tweeted me that the other day. It's like, I want, like, this is why he's a bench coach. They should bring in Dusty. It's like, well, Dusty's a bench coach.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Dusty's like, are you serious? Like, what has Dusty shown you?
Relax. I mean, they're seven games over 500. They've dug themselves out of it. See if they do the trade deadline. But this is on the players, and there's like, it's on them, and. I thought, so the difference between these this year and last year with Girardi is that the players didn't like Joe Girardi. And they
very clearly.
And they gave up on him. These players like Rob Thompson.
And again, there's some games above 500. Like, they're just playing some dumb baseball, making mistakes.
I know.
And again, like, they're freaking guys making $20 million a year. Like, all right, I'll take Harper out of it. The power sucks, but like, the dude came back early. He's playing first base. Great. Phenomenal.
Besides Saturday.
Yeah, besides Saturday, but still, like, he's played solid first base. Like, he's done a nice job. Like, Harper, I'm taking off the table. Like, it is what it is. It's a year coming back from Tommy John. Schwarber has not been great, but Schwarber's kind of been what we expected. The walks have been great. The power's there. Like,
9 walks over the weekend.
Dude, I mean, he's got 75 walks or something. Like, he's been good. Like, he's fine. The other three, and like Castellanos, like, you can't kill him too much, but like Trey Turner and JT, like, if you look, and it's really all five. Like, those guys not hitting for power and not putting up big numbers are what's hurting this team the most. But like JT, I mean, Trey Turner, we're crushing him, and rightfully so. And that is the biggest reason. If you have to put one person at the very top of this pyramid of disappointment, again, seven games above 500, disappointment that the Philly season is, it's Trey Turner by himself at the top. But like, man, JT Romuto has been horrible. Another, like, that double play to end the game.
Oh,
like,
come on. You saw that coming, though, didn't you?
Of course I did. Of course I did. Like, but he's been horrible. And we have barely talked about it at all. Like, he's been a disaster, JT.
Oh, yeah. Well,
sure. Yeah.
I know. Like, I know.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know. Like, you want to play Stubby more?
I've been down there. Maybe I'll say it because last time I said that, it worked out well. Play Stubbs more.
At least
I get some butt hits out of it.
Dude, great bunter. It's just they're still. I think honestly, I'm first off, I'm glad we didn't record last night because it would have been a different podcast.
Oh yeah, but.
But I just there is a part of me that has. I think there's a couple things give me hope. Okay. The one thing give me hope is actually losing that series in Pittsburgh, because I think they needed it, and I think they needed a wake-up call, and I think they need to know that during this month of August, when you have 19 home games, you can't just roll out of bed and go play and expect to win. This is still Major League Baseball. Bryce said that after the game. I think that's important. Zach Wheeler, I think, is back. I think they got their ace back, and he looks like he's pitching at a high level.
He looks awesome.
And the fact that they're in a good spot, and they haven't even... Like, I don't even think they've sniffed their ceiling this
year.
Not
even close.
Their floor is a very high floor that if they can just do it, like just lock in for a month, James, they should end August.
Coasting. We should be like set for the playoffs.
They should be the first wild card.
Yep.
And they should be up 3 or 4 games.
Yep.
Like that's what they should do in August. And if these, and I don't know what the magic elixir is to tell these stars to calm the frick down and just play baseball, because again, they all look tight at the same time. The young players aren't tight. The one starter is very tight. the bullpen's not tight.
Yeah.
It's the five guys. They are tight. I thought Schwarber was a positive weekend.
I do too. I thought he had a really good weekend.
And I think it was important. Like, again, he was thinking.
Won the game for him on Friday and then just taking good at bats, getting walks, getting on base.
And maybe it's just putting the young kids at the top and seeing what happens. And just letting, like, say, all right, go be carefree at the top. Again, the fact that Castellanos was in the 2 spot over Bohm is insanity.
It's crazy.
Like, that. You have to look at what that guy's doing right now. We have to use our eyes a little bit. Just he can't be there. He cannot be there. You want to put him back at 4? I'll take it.
I'll tell you, yeah, I over
or,
2.
Or go Stott, Bohm, Harper, Schwarber. No, that's too left. That's too many lefties. But like something like that. Like whatever it takes. Like Bohm needs to be in that 2 spot right now. If he's not gonna be hitting for power, home run yesterday was great.
It was great.
By the way,
but it was opposite. You know, like his right center.
Yeah,
like,
but I guess if he
smoked it.
Oh, the ball was.
Yeah, he smoked
killed.
It.
If he can be the right center field power guy and then pull whatever,
yeah, it's fine.
Just a little bit of power.
Yeah,
but still, I mean, he doesn't really strike out. He puts the bat on the baseball. Like just put 2, and just see what happens. Mm-hmm. But tonight, Castellanos cannot be there. Like just straight up cannot be there.
I'm with you,
like,
dude.
That was a
horrific.
Horrific.
It was horrific.
It was honestly, it was worse than Stott. Like it was worse than Stott not being in the lineup yesterday. It was Castellanos continuing to bat too. He can't do it. He cannot do it right now. So put freaking Bohm there and just see what happens. I promise you. I promise. It's gonna work fine.
So they have 4.
Or if it doesn't, then just bat 9-8 players.
Yeah, just leave 2 open.
No one can bat 2.
I like that. Just take it out.
It's a death spot for this lineup. What used to be the leadoff spot, which I guess some people still think is the leadoff spot, is now the 2 spot.
Yeah.
Because God forbid, right? Like, God forbid we could just have a freaking season where we don't have to have the worst at everything. Like, we've done this bit a million times.
Yeah.
It's the bit of the Phillies is they have to be the worst at something.
It's just what we do.
And this year, it's the 2 spot in the lineup.
Thank you, Trey Turner. It's been great. Yes.
Oh, my God.
At 4-game series in Miami, then 19 of the next 23 at home. I mean, that's like against bad teams, or at least at the best, mediocre teams.
Well, and like we said last podcast, a lot of teams trading.
Yeah, a lot of teams trading, exactly. I want to get to the trade deadline sec. One quick question from the miscues and stuff, because like, you know, look, it's August 1st tomorrow, and we're still watching them get thrown out of the bases and do dumb things and all that, but... Here's my question.
Yeah.
I get it. Like, look, I blame Bohm. That was a mistake. Like, I don't understand how, on August 1st, Trey Turner, who's the shortstop of this team, and Mundo Sosa, who's a great fielder, like, when 2 guys are standing right next to each other, how is no one saying, I got it? Like, how does no one say, I got it? I'm right next to you. Move the bleep out of the freaking way. Like, I can't, like, in Little League, you yell at the top of your lungs, I got it. I just don't get it. I don't understand.
I'm guessing you didn't have that problem.
No, you know me. No, people heard me coming. Don't worry.
We know where. Yes. Seltzer's got it.
Yeah, they're like, oh, my ears.
Yeah, Seltzer's got it.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It was all weekend, though. I mean, Saturday also, yeah, like the error, and then Marsh just overplaying that ball for no reason.
I mean, which ended up being a
disaster. It cost them the game. Yes, yep. It cost them the game. Mm-hmm. They're just not the smartest baseball team, yeah, but they've never been the smartest baseball team.
No, they haven't.
This is what they are.
Yeah.
And the frustrating point is that I think when they run, June, early July, whatever, they weren't doing this stuff and they were locked in.
Exactly.
It's still in there. This weekend was just in Pittsburgh, was just a dumpster fire from that standpoint. The Bohm thing, that play, I don't really blame Bryce.
I thought Bryce played it the right way. Like, if he had gone, he would have been thrown out. Like, he was right to go back.
I would have taken the shot there.
Everyone is tagging in that spot. It's to right field.
No. I'm talking about when they threw. They threw to second.
They had no choice because Bohm was too far down the line. Like, he didn't have a choice. Like,
it's either Bryce ends up on third base with two outs,
yep,
or he tries to make a play. And the Pirates made a perfect play. It was perfect all around for the Pirates. Henry Davis has a hose in right field. By the way, like, super difference making arm. I mean, he almost threw out Stott on a double.
Dude, that was unbelievable. Like, it's like, it felt like it got there in half a second.
It was like,
yeah, I couldn't believe it.
I was like, oh, they're going to score here.
Yeah.
And I was like,
nope. And it was like very quick, no. It was like, he threw, I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
No chance.
Yeah,
we're screwed. Yeah.
Yeah. Now he is Evan Gattis at the plate. But,
hey.
But, yeah, so they throw home, and Bohm being too far off is a mistake. Bryce going home there and trying to make something happen. The one thing I thought while it was happening was, if he didn't have the guard on, does he try to make one of those acrobatics?
So I was shocked he didn't. I'm glad he didn't. I agree, but I'm saying, like, I think most people go head first in that spot to try and do something. I agree with you. I think he would have if it weren't for
the big shock was him not trying to score on the play before.
It was shocking.
I was waiting for the camera to pan, and I was waiting for T-Mac to be like, and Harper's going to the plate, and he's out by 10 feet.
Yeah. He was at second base the night before.
Oh my God.
That was the most he's been, like, he's been throwing a lot.
He didn't even say like safe or like replay. He was like, nah, yeah.
He's like, I'm out. All
yeah,
right,
you
go.
Got me. No, you got me.
Unbelievable. The ball was there before he started sliding. He's like, the ball's there. He's like, oh, I guess I slide now.
Yeah.
So bad.
Whatever. I mean, whatever.
It's just unbelievable.
It is.
Just who he is. Like, just you accept it.
Yeah, I can't even get mad anymore.
It's just sad.
It's what it is. This is where we are as a team. But
right.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, mystery-seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get to the trade deadline first. Shout out to Miller Lite. If one thing is consistent and continues to bring it all season long, it's obviously Miller Lite. Our Miller Lite Bar of the Week, the Fireside Bar and Grill. Shout out to the Fireside Bar and Grill in Ambler, where you can watch all Phillies games with $3.50 Miller Lite aluminum bottle special. Go to Fireside Bar and Grill. .com for more information. We love the Fireside Bar and Grill. We love Miller Lite. Fritzy, we are, actually, what are we, about 31 hours away? It's 6 o'clock tomorrow. So yeah, 31 hours away from the trade deadline right now. Teams have been making moves. You know, some of the names we talked about, Randall Grichuk, enjoy LA, buddy.
By the way, Randall Grichuk drafted one pick in front of who?
Mike Trout.
By the same team.
I know. Hilarious. Where are you at right now? Obviously, I think we're hearing Adam Duvall's name be mentioned as we've talked
about. Again, like, are the Red Sox selling?
Red Sox have been one of the best teams in baseball.
I know.
Since June, middle of June or whatever.
People really doubted Haim, man.
It's a mistake. We told you not to.
Yeah.
He has been enemy number one up there. Where are you at right now at the deadline with potential moves with what you expect?
Sell. Shoot, sell. No? Okay. I want to see what the reaction was. I mean, think about it.
What could we get?
What would Nola get? Well, Campbell? I'm just kidding. But yes, when they were blowing the game yesterday, I was like, well, hold on.
Yeah, what could I get for it?
Hold on. Get some comp picks. Anyway, let me just say this.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get Tommy Pham. No, I'm just kidding.
They might get Tommy Pham. I don't think
there's anything that feels more. So the one thing I was thinking about that I think is interesting is what I started to look at was in the last two deadlines, Dombrowski's gotten multiple players from the same team.
Yeah, well, he did the separate trades, the Martian Syndergaard one for the Angels.
Right, so he did the Angels.
And the year before it was the Kyle Gibson.
Yeah, the Rangers.
Yeah.
Ian Kennedy, one of the goats of the Phillies bullpen.
Oh, yeah, I almost forgot.
So I started looking at like what makes sense. What I care about the most at tomorrow is obviously I want a right-handed power bat.
Yep.
Or just a right-handed bat in general that can at least maybe hit the ball at the ballpark. Mm-hmm. I love Johan Rojas so far. It's been really fun watching him play defense, but clearly just the single hitter.
It is what it is. Yes.
Christian Pache, we'll see when he comes back, but he's more.
He had a screw coming out of his arm. It's hard to count on that.
Exactly right. I think it's imperative. I'm still in the camp of I want Teoscar. There are things that are frustrating about him. He leads the AL in strikeouts. Mm-hmm. He doesn't walk. Sounds like a Phil.
On brand.
People are like, how could the Phillies target that guy? I don't know, because that's what they only target at this point. But my thing is, I was looking at it today because he reminds me so much of what Soler was and what he could be for the Phillies and Soler in 21.
For the Braves, yeah.
Soler was
World Series MVP.
Dude, he had 9 homers and was batting 186 at the trade deadline.
Wow.
So, yes, Teoscar's been tough, but he's also got a good track record. And I look at the numbers that I care about. Like, runner scoring position, he's batting over 300. He has 16 homers. That could be 25, hopefully. Against lefties, one of the best hitters in the sport. So
that's huge.
I will take Teoscar Hernandez. I wonder if they try to do like Teoscar Hernandez and Seawald. That gives you another.
I love Paul Seawald. That dude's good.
He's been really good.
Yeah, he's been really good for them.
He's
been closing for them. He's been their closer this year.
Tommy Pham and Brooks Raley.
Sure.
You know, he has another year after this year.
Raley's got some stuff.
So does Seawald. Seawald has another year after this year.
Sure.
Save multiple years out of them. Jack Flaherty and Ryan Helsley, or one of the Cardinals outfielders.
Ryan Helsley would be funny.
Ryan Helsley,
from a humor perspective.
I agree. So my first priority is right-handed power bat,
like Tyler O'Neill.
I would love Tyler O'Neill, but I would be.
I don't
shocked.
Think they're gonna trade him.
I would
I agree.
Be shocked.
Yeah.
So then after that, like again, we talked about it earlier, but bullpen. Whether they want to get a lefty to bank on Strom, I think down the stretches would be a mistake. He's been good, but we know what he's been. Mm-hmm. It seems like every time they try to use him a lot, they need to give him a week off.
Mm-hmm.
Alvarado, I can't totally bank on right now. Andrew Vasquez has been a revelation, but let up a freaking bomb yesterday.
That was a tough one.
So, like, an Aaron Bummer from the White Sox, I think would make sense. That's why I like Raleigh, from the Mets. So getting some kind of your boy Brent Suter, I guess.
Suter.
I guess we'd have to take him.
Getting lefties out.
Yeah. So I think getting a lefty would be good. Obviously, a right-handed power arm would also be fun regardless. So I feel, you know, I don't think it's going to be a star-studded trade deadline.
Oh, I don't think it is either.
If I had to bank on it, I think Duvall's a Philly. Hopefully they trade him for Falter's in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Falter probably gets traded tomorrow. I think Muziati probably gets traded tomorrow. Carlos De La Cruz, maybe. And then they probably hold on to how you lead because I don't think the value's there for someone else out there for a guy who's pretty good. But those are the kind of names that jump out as possible trades.
Not a thrilling trade deadline.
But
it's fine.
It's something they need.
Yeah.
Like, they need a right-handed bat. They
and
need
look,
another
the ball. Market just shook that way. I mean, you know, like, I think there aren't going to be many big stars traded at all this whole deadline. You know, it looks that way. It looks like basically the teams that were thinking about trading their stars, they all had, like, real hot streaks. I mean, like, the Padres started winning games. The
Padres, Cubs.
Angels won games. Cubs won games.
Mariners.
Red Sox won games. You know, it's just like, It's been a bad deadline for the buyers.
Yeah, and everyone's just calling the White Sox.
I know. Hey, you want to trade anymore?
Anyone left? No one wants to call the Royals.
I know. Other than the Braves, we ain't got Nicky Lopez.
I know.
For a guy, the Braves trade for a guy for nobody, pick him up off the scrappy, then trade him for Nicky Lopez. Just, Braves are just make moves. Not that it's like a winning move, but
but it'll turn out to be.
He'll make plays for them. Like he'll have a moment in the playoffs, and Taylor Hearn certainly wouldn't have.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be – I don't think it's going to be like a super firework-y one, but I think it's going to be –
fill some holes and make the team a little bit better.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Which, and Duvall will be dope. I really hope they can get out of
it. Yeah, me too. Me too. And look, again, if it's Teoscar, I'm fine with that too, but they need a right-handed bat.
What about Tommy Pham? You in on Tommy Pham?
Less so than the other two, but I would take Tommy Pham. He's having a great year, mm-hmm. Tommy Pham. And there have been moments where I've liked Tommy Pham. Other moments less so.
Yeah.
But I'd take Josh.
As long as there's no fantasy football league.
Don't go around slapping people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just no fantasy football.
We get some good vibes here. Yeah. Right? Let's not mess with the vibe.
No fantasy football.
Yeah. All right. What do you got in the take bag?
What do I have in the take bag? What do you think about trading for Rich Hill to be our Jamie Moyer? Come on, dude. Takes down a ton of innings. We bring back Pivetta for the Falls role.
Would me saying his nickname be cursing on the high up spot or no? DP. I would take DP.
Right. Although, I think you should want to trade for him because he's older than you.
Dude, trust me. Rich Hill's one of my favorite players in sports right now. He's one of the only few that are left. So, yes. Yes, I love Rich Hill. I would take him in a second. He's like 43. He's like relatively speaking, significantly older. Yeah.
He's almost near, AARP status. It's funny. Watching Chris Sanchez is a lot like what watching Ranger was.
The exact same thought when I'm like almost everything about him feels like Rangery.
And the thing that I didn't realize with him, he has the most horizontal move on his changeup in baseball.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
so cool.
So his top changeup in baseball.
He's the best whip in baseball since he came up.
Yeah, I can't.
It's unbelievable. It's like literally, the dude hit three guys yesterday. He's got the best. It's like,
well,
what?
It's just some bull crap.
It was.
I was thinking, it was like, oh, you'll let Nola pitch five innings too far.
Oh, I know.
But then the stomach bug thing happened, whatever. Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll I hope he's fine. Stranthony's a question mark at this point.
It is pretty funny in hindsight thinking about everyone getting mad that Christopher Sanchez got pulled from a game. That was not on the bingo card.
That's how baseball works, though.
Yes, it is.
That's how baseball works. I thought it was good. Again, good Schwarber weekend. Interesting. The only interesting thing from Trey this weekend was it looks like he got rid of that leg kick. So he's doing more of a toe tap.
Uh-huh.
And the results, of course, were not great on Sunday. But I felt like he was looking a little more hitterish. So maybe this gets him going. I have no idea.
I'm tired of saying maybe this gets
him going. I forgot my bit of calling him the shortstop.
Yeah, the shortstop.
Yeah, the shortstop.
So, all honesty, do you expect a turnaround of any kind this year? Like, do you expect him to be better at any point? Or is this the guy we're seeing now what we get the rest of the year? Because I feel pretty strongly that this is the guy we're seeing the rest of the year. Like, I'm not out on the contract for the rest of it and all that. Look, don't get me wrong. I would not give him the contract if going back to offseason. I would not probably sign that contract. But like for this year, I don't see it changing.
I don't see it changing at all. But
it's great.
Today's another day.
just make a big play in the playoffs. It's all good.
Let me just tell you what is just truly sickening right now. That we said all year, well, this is Cassiano's year.
I know.
And now we got both of them.
I know.
We got both of them. So.
It's great.
Fun times.
It's good.
Fun times.
Good.
Emergency trade deadline podcast tomorrow.
Good use of resources, spending $40 million on those two guys or more. It's great.
It's going to be all right. I'm pretty sure it's like 50
something. It's definitely more. Yeah. I know. Thanks, buddy. Thanks.
But today's the day. I legitimately think they're going to get going. Like, I can't do the doom and gloom when they're 7 games over .500.
I can't either.
They've been the second best team in baseball.
I couldn't agree more.
So it's frustrating. It feels a lot like, you know, early season and parts of last year. I'm more in the camp of deep breaths. And I do think there's a part of the trade deadline is looming on them too. Like, we got to go out there and prove how good we are, how much. And
yeah.
I mean, teams, you hear a lot. I mean, players think about the trade deadline. They're looking at rumors just like we
are. Of course they
are.
It's starting jobs. It's this. It's that. Of course it is.
Exactly. So they're going out there every day like, okay, well.
Ooh, what's
going
to happen? Are they going to make a move? Yeah.
I got to step up today because maybe they're looking for my replacement. Yeah,
that's a great point.
I think once the trade deadline passes, and this is, I mean, last year they did the same
thing. Same thing.
They knew what the team was.
Yep.
And they said, all right, let's just go.
Yep.
You know, so I'm still very positive about them. I think that by the end of this month, they're going to be three or four games up on the wild card. We're not chasing the Braves. We get that. But I think they'll be in the wild card. And we'll, I mean, September is going to be, there's two Braves series in September.
Oh,
so
buddy.
It could be a little bit of a gauntlet, but this is.
Well, by then the Braves will have clinched, so we won't have to worry about it.
Hopefully. But this is what makes Dave Dombrowski a Hall of Fame general manager.
Yeah.
And so we'll see what he can do tomorrow. It's going to, in the 18 deadline, it was just Steve Pierce, right? I mean, because they had Sale before the year.
Yeah,
they had JD before the year.
I feel like it was. I mean, there might have been a small move that we don't remember because we're not there, but I could only think of Pierce.
Speaking of Red Sox trades.
Mm-hmm. Pivetta?
No, but bring him home. How in the world did Kyle Schwarber hit .291 for the Red Sox?
It's unbelievable.
In 2021.
Unbelievable. Fluke is what it was.
Where did that come from?
Fluke. Fluke.
Can I get a month of that?
Yeah. GG. I know.
It's on base 9 times this weekend.
Yeah. He's the least of my worries right now. The guy's in the top five. He's near the bottom end of my complaints, which, you know, and he's batting like 180 something. So it's like, we're in good shape.
But,
you know.
Like they told you in
everything's fine.
Like they told you in Little League. Walks as good as a head.
Yeah, I see what you did there. It's good. Oh, the poor kid. Walks as good as a kid.
Yeah.
Don't swing the bat. Don't swing that bat.
Yeah.
Go off and let him throw it.
Walks as good as a head.
Tomorrow, check us out. Jack and I will be on the air all day for the trade deadline. I'll be on till noon. Jack will replace me at noon and go on till 6, so a full day. We'll have to figure out if they do make a move when we will fit the pot in. It might be during the game, which would be a rarity, but either way, we'll get something out to you. Go make a move, Dave. Go make a freaking move, buddy. Will Juan Soto be a Philly? No, I'm kidding.
He will not.
No, he won't. But I'm with you. I'm not.
We also could be recording tonight if they make a
move. We could, yeah. I'm not as concerned as most are. I agree with you, but be nice to see them kind of stop playing dumb baseball and start to move forward with the team we expect. We were like right there. We're like, we got the team we expected to see. And then
Hold on.
And they're still 7 games over.
They're still 7 games over 500. Right.
You got anything else, Fritzy?
No.
I'm going to go home and take a nap
right,
so I can record tonight.
Adam Duvall is going to be a Philly.
I love it. All right. We'll be back, obviously, when they make trades.
Hold on. By the way.
Ooh.
We said sign Adam Duvall in the offseason.
Yeah, we did. We sure did.
Now I had to trade real
stuff
for
him. Could have avoided this.
Damn it.
Just listen to us, Dave. All right? Listen. We know you do, but listen more closely. And, you know.
Unreal.
All right. Until soon. He's Fritz himself.